From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, in his first address to the United Nations General Assembly, doubled down on criticisms of Iran, Venezuela, and North Korea. On Twitter Tuesday, Mr. Trump expressed anticipation of his speech. Quote, big day at the United Nations, many good things and some tricky ones happening, he tweeted, big speech at 10 a.m. Speaking before the gathered world leaders, Mr. Trump emphasized the challenges presented by war, terrorism, and mass migration.
We meet at a time of both immense promise and great peril. It is entirely up to us whether we lift the world to new heights or let it fall into a valley of disrepair.
Mr. Trump is also calling on UN members to confront Pyongyang over its nuclear weapons and intercontinental ballistic missile programs and to block them before North Korea's military becomes any more well-armed.
No nation on earth has an interest in seeing this band of criminals arm itself with nuclear weapons and missiles. The United States has great strength and patience, but if it is forced to defend itself or its allies, we will have no choice but to totally destroy North Korea.
While in New York, Mr. Trump also held one-on-one meetings with French President Emmanuel Macron and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Speaking later today at the UN General Assembly, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. This is VOA.